We should have the salmon. Is that the meaty one? Should we have that? What is the Buddhist connection here?
Well, in China, most of the vegetarians are still like a Buddhist. So being a vegetarian means, you know, not just care about yourself, but also caring about the world, about the earth.
Is it a growing movement then?
Yeah. The number of the vegetarians in China going up very quickly. And that day I read an article, it says today we have more than 50 million. Meatballs!
Meatballs, yes. Xie xie. A veggie version. Oh, wow! That really does look like salmon. That's really impressive. I'm looking forward to trying this. That's really good. This is really fascinating, Lily. People worry about rising China, the Chinese dragon. But actually, if half the country turns to Buddhism, you know, you're not going to be the much feared military empire that many in the West think it could be if half the population are peace-loving Buddhists, is it?
Here in China, we say this century is a century about the waking up of the soul.
Waking up of the soul?
Yes.
I haven't heard that ever before. It's really interesting. Thanks, Lily.
Cheers, my dear. Thank you for bringing us here.
It's been an amazing, very, very eye-opening journey.
Thank you.